crazy.
So what do you do with those patients that are over 75 that are in your practice that are, you know, eligible for anthracyclines or Herceptin or both?
Well, I typically don't treat them with anthracycline regimens. And so I would argue that that would be a case in point where you might want to consider a non-anthracycline trastuzumab regimen.
We can get into that.
If they're candidates for chemo at all.
And I think quickly I would add, I know in your practice you're with a multi-specialty group. I think that's where having that relationship with a cardiologist to treat all these comorbidities and sit down and talk with the patient and tell them, these are your options, an anthracycline versus a non-anthracycline. These are the outcomes, as far as we know, for both regimens. And you might be able to work out a plan between all three of you that the patient may find quite reasonable.
Before we go on to the next case, I just want to take just a couple of minutes and just go back to this same case that we've been talking about now and just put a little bit of a human flavor on it, because in fact this article that you have in front of you is about this woman that was just presented. And I just wanted to take a minute or two and ask Bill about this patient as a person, what it's been like taking care of her, and maybe talk a little bit about what's going on with her.
Well, she's always a very quiet woman. Actually, when she started, she didn't even have health insurance, and we got her Medicaid, and it was really the biggest stress I had was getting her on this trial and the time sequence. You know, it was like a clock ticking because her surgery was done and then she had to have the baby, but we're able to do that. And fortunately, she was randomized to Herceptin, but she started to become active in support groups, and she was recently honored along with seven other breast cancer survivors from around the country at the Susan Komen for the Cure Pink Tie Ball in Atlanta. And she was selected as a Bright Start Pink Power Mom and pictured in the October issue of Fit Pregnancy magazine. She had dined at Emerald's restaurant and had a spa day they gave her. And she also met Jane Fonda, who gave her a $1,500 check to support whatever breast cancer charity she chose. She also walks an event which takes place in our area this Saturday, also across the country, the American Cancer Society Making Strides, which is their one event in which all the funds go for breast cancer research.
And also, I guess this article talks about the fact that her husband's in Iraq.
Yes. Yeah, her husband was away, which made that kind of difficult.
What's it been like for you to take care of her?
That's very rewarding. I mean, this woman is, when she comes in, she's completely normal, lives a normal lifestyle, and is entirely asymptomatic. She's a very healthy woman. No signs of recurrence.
What's her ejection fraction now?
It's been over 50.